Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Jam-packed Friday. Low cash coming up. Also, the Friday morning dance parties. Also, everybody's here. More studio.
Morning.
You know, the big hot topic hot, has been, they can't believe Amy's not getting the tattoo of my face after we made a bet way early last year. Before Amy's kids moved to America because they were in an orphanage in Haiti. I said, if I go and see your kids, you have to get a tattoo of my face. And I was partially kidding. And Amy partially was kidding when she accepted because who thought I was going to Haiti? I was scared to death.
I think you thought you were going.
Yes.
So I feel like tricked.
No. So she agreed to it. And the reason that she didn't go with me is because she told me in confidence that she couldn't go back until the kids were coming home because she didn't want to go and then leave them behind again. It was too hard on her. So I thought, I'm just going to go meet the kids myself. This is a while ago.
Okay, yes.
And you've used that against me before where you're like, you didn't let me go.
Well, because I would have changed my mind if you would have given me the option to go.
When you were in your clear head, you said, I cannot go back. It hurts too much. And I said, great, then I'm going to go by myself.
Okay.
Amy still hasn't got the tattoo. Becky's on in Tampa. Hi, Becky.
Hey, how are you?
What do you think about this?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How about if she has your glasses just tattooed on her?
Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'll take it, Becky. Amy, your thoughts?
Where?
That's not that. You can put anywhere you want.
Okay, let me think
glasses,
about it.
You've been thinking too much. Lisa in West Virginia.
Yes.
What do you think about this?
Okay, well, first of all, Amy, girl, you should never make that promise.
I know.
I love you. But anyhow, I have two suggestions. One, either get a real one and get it on the bottom of your big toe.
That I would do.
Wouldn't that hurt so bad? Okay.
Okay, would you do my face on the bottom of your big toe?
No one has said anything about the bottom.
Bobby.
What up?
Venture will always be walking all over Bobby.
Which she does every day anyway. So, exactly, Lisa.
Oh,
Amy, my face on the bottom of your big toe.
What about your glasses on the bottom of my big toe?
Now we're negotiating. You know what? I would take that negotiation. I would take my dark rim glasses on the bottom of your big toe.
Okay.
Think about that.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
See? I'm a deal maker.
Yeah, that's a good negotiation right there.
It's going to end up, okay.
You're going to pay her some money to
get my glasses on the bottom of your husband's mailman's heel. Okay, that's the latest, okay?
Okay.
If you do that, we will all be settled.
We'll be square.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A guy named Richard Kirk pulled two teenagers from a car crash in North Carolina. He was driving home from work Friday evening. It was windy. It was icy. And he saw a car flipped upside down in a drainage ditch.
Wow.
And so he goes, well, that doesn't look normal. So he pulled over, called 911, and then looked into the car and saw two people still in the car. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
He pried open the vehicle's back door. The couple, they were still in there, unbuckled their seatbelts, pulled them back through the back. The car was filling with water as it happened. 911 came and he left. That was it. He didn't stay and get on the news or anything.
Yeah.
So the day after the accident, the couple who survived and they're healthy, they got on Facebook and said, hey, we're looking for this guy. And they found him like that.
Wow.
And they reunited them. I don't know if they gave him a treat or made him a cake or something. They should make him a big cake.
There's going to be something.
Lots of candles on that one.
These are the times where Facebook really comes in handy.
It's the one time where Facebook really comes in handy. But I see you. That's awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Philadelphia. They had their Super Bowl victory parade. One person is in critical condition after being stabbed, and a handful of people were arrested, they said, at the parade. But overall, everybody was well-behaved. In weather news, a snowstorm is hitting Chicago. It's delayed thousands of flights around the country and canceled them. So check your flight status. Chicago could see 14 inches of snow this weekend. And finally, the opening ceremony for the Olympics is tonight on tape delay, 8/7 Central on NBC.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. I got to tell you, yesterday we were talking about Morgan number two, who's our web girl. She won a year's worth of sandwiches when she was in college. And we said, who else has won stuff? And people still calling. Hey, JC in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you won?
So my mom won a horse that she ride from a radio show when she was younger.
She won a horse?
A horse. Yeah, they were having a contest, and you had to name the horse, and the best name won, and it was when Joe Namath was really big, and so she named the horse No Namath.
No Namath. I'm assuming around 1969 when the Jets won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
I think she was born in 60, so yeah.
Yeah. No Namath, pretty good name. Why are you looking at me confused?
That was really his name.
Joe Namath, yeah, he was a quarterback of the Jets. They weren't supposed to win the Super Bowl. He did.
No Namath.
Get it? No Namath.
Got it.
Okay. Hey, you're on the air, Megan in Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you win?
So I won a year's supply of toilet paper.
Wait, what? how does that work?
It actually lasted me 3 years because I live by myself.
So do they just send you a shipment of it?
It showed up at my house. I had 3 giant boxes of toilet paper sitting on my porch one day.
And so where do you put it?
Well, I actually was in a house, and then I moved to a 500-square-foot apartment, and I had to get a storage unit for it.
Okay, that's funny. You had to get a storage unit for your toilet paper.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Can you black market that stuff? Like, take it out, sell it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but how in the world did you win toilet paper?
I have a home decor DIY blog, and they were sponsored a conference I was at. And you had to do a tweet because it was something you don't talk about. So I did a play in a song. I said, let's talk about butts, baby. Let's talk about you and me. And wait, too much?
Let's talk about butts, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the poops and all the pees that we may see. Let's talk about butts. Was that it, kind of?
You would have won.
I would have won. Oh, thank you very much. Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. Time for your positivity. Come on. Tell me something good. James Wright bought a Virginia Lottery Cash 5 ticket. He said, I get to this later. Stuck in his glove box and forgot about it. Didn't think twice. He's like, oh, we're going through, rummaging through some stuff. Check the numbers, which I wouldn't have done. I would have thought, old lottery ticket, how am I even going to find the numbers? But he won $100,000.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Now, he and his wife plan to use their winnings to pay bills and make some home improvements. Just put it in the glove box. Amy, give me something good.
Well, a teacher only 26 years old adopted one of her students, 14 years old, and his brother.
Wow.
After teaching him and just realizing his circumstances and what was going on, she decided to take them in as her own, which is totally amazing. Again, she's only 26.
Wow. Woo! Great. Lunchbox?
There was this woman, she walks out in the garage to take her 9-year-old son to school, and there was a man in her garage. She screams, runs back inside, and there was an energy worker working across the street, ran over and apprehended the guy.
Wow.
He was working on a meter across the street, just doing his job, hears the lady scream, runs over and gets involved. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you would have done.
Probably not.
Oh, no?
Nah, probably not. I probably called someone and said, hey, there's a scream. I don't know what's going on.
I admire your honesty because I would just run the other way. I wouldn't even look at the screen. I'd just, I got out of there. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Oh, my vision's getting worse. I have an eye doctor's appointment later. I got to go in and get these things checked out. When your vision's gone, you can't get it back. Like, that's it.
No, there's no exercises.
No, and I have one eye that doesn't work anyway. My right eye doesn't work. All it sees is light. And no form, just blurs. But it's been like that my entire life. And I wore a patch as a kid to try to make it better. And I could never not get beat up for days in a row, so I never kept it on. But my glasses are weak. Mm. I'm 37. I'm not 57.
So you have to up the thickness?
Probably. Or just the prescription, right?
Yeah.
And I have so many pair of glasses that I have to get them all switched out.
No, my goodness, expensive. Good point.
I collect shoes and glasses.
I didn't think about
those
that.
Those are the things I have.
Show up to the, I don't know, what do you call it?
Eye doctor?
Yeah.
Optometrist.
Yeah. And you dump out your box of glasses. You're I need all these changed out. Right.
I took 5 pair to get refit the other day because I think my head's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I walked in with my arms like this with a bunch of glasses. I was like, hey, can I get these resized, please? But I'm such a valued customer at my optometrist that they did it for free.
Wow.
Because they know I'm business.
Mm-hmm.
They think your head was really getting bigger?
And he's already going back like today.
He has to go back.
Like, we like this guy.
I mean, if we want to make a really dated reference, it's like Cheers when you walk in.
Hey! Oh, hey! Hey! Hey!
Yeah, Yeah, they got your glasses ready at the table.
Yeah. Hey, come on out, buddy.
Here you go, buddy.
We got another pair we think you'd like. Yeah, so I got to go get my vision checked.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I hope it's not too terrible. And then can they forecast, like, if you're declining, like, I don't know, where do they see you in 20 years?
I don't know. I don't know that I'll see
he
them
can't
in
see that
years.
Far.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Get it?
See. No, no, yes, we were see? Also playing off of it. After
yeah, as you. Yeah, all right.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Utah. A 36-year-old man walked into a pizza place, put a plastic bag over his head, and said, "Give me all the money." They handed him some cash. He turned to run out. Only problem is he didn't take the plastic bag out.
Oh, no.
And he ran right into the wall and knocked himself out.
Oh, no. Probably didn't have sufficient eye holes. And then I wonder if you're someone who gets robbed, what do you do? Do you jump on him and start pounding him? Do you tie him up? Ooh. Because you can't just let him sit there. He
oh,
just robbed you.
You always tie him up.
Do you quickly run and grab an extension cord? Because probably not
yeah.
a rope.
Roll. Yeah. Duct yeah. tape.
I mean, I think I probably
Gorilla
sit on
glue.
Sit on him.
That's
yes.
always my thought.
Yeah. Sit on him and try to hold. Yeah.
I'm going to super glue their hands together.
Okay. That's going
to
take a while,
you
though.
Blow on
it doesn't take that long.
I'm going to hypnotize him into staying asleep.
I'm just thinking of things I know around my house or my place that I got.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Boy, Bobby Bones Show.
For some reason, people started calling me Judge Common Sense.
Did you start doing that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. It's me.
Okay.
Yeah. But then people just ran with it because I feel like people don't have a lot of common sense. So Mike D, who works for the show, started as an intern, then a phone screener, now is a writer. He writes a bunch of the games, mm-hmm. produces segments. He's in the studio now. Hello, Mike D.
Hello.
So he has a question for Judge Common Sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if this girl wants to date me or not.
Like, if you remember Mike D, how old are you?
I'm 26.
I struggled with girls.
Yes.
You ever had a girlfriend?
No.
So, it's been a while since he's really been on dates. And by a while, I mean ever.
Yeah.
It's new. And he's new to this. And I understand, because it's tough for me. So, here you go. You're 26. What's this story with her?
Well, I met her on Bumble, and we went on one date to get coffee. And then we went on a second date, went out to that Dirk's Bentley bar opening.
Oh, yeah. I saw you guys out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. That was a date. I just saw a picture online. Thought maybe she worked with someone.
You thought he grabbed
the
waitress? Okay,
that's
go ahead.
Awesome. Okay.
And then the third time, she texted me to come hang out with her. And I showed up, and it was her and a friend. So it didn't really feel like a date that I thought it was going to be.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to decide, does she want to date me? Or was that a sign of, like, she just wants to be friends?
What was the first thing you ever did?
Got coffee.
But you took her to something really awesome on the second date.
So awesome.
He took her something.
Like...
Every artist was there.
Yeah, that was...
Dirks, Party, Cole Swindell, Maddie and Tay, Lank. Everybody was up there playing. Mm-hmm. Maren.
Mm-hmm.
Maren Morris. Ooh. At this point, from the data that I have... Emma, what would you say before I give my verdict?
No, oh, man. I don't
okay, that's okay if you don't know. I will say that I don't think you have enough information. The coffee date was fine. You took her somewhere awesome. She may be keeping you around just so you can take her to other awesome things.
Mm.
That really could be it, because...
I don't want that to be it,
I don't either, but I'm just using common sense here. Court is in session, Amy. Judge Common Sense is dosing out the common sense.
Sorry.
I don't think you can actually pull something from this, because you messed up by taking her something so cool so early. I know it feels like baller move. I'm going to take her something awesome. You can't do that, because then they're like, oh, well, I can just keep this guy around and go do baller things all the time. So, you have to set up another date.
Okay.
And then it's to be continued. There's no fair ruling on this. You just didn't put yourself in a good position from that second date. And you should never put her on Instagram either. I told Mike that immediately.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Wait. I said, whoa, you're getting real quick on the social media with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Because he was like, Sunday fun day is not so bad when you're with her.
Yeah, so that caused me to even click on her page. And she had posted a bunch of pics about how she just had like the best time ever.
It was a picture of her and Dirks.
Yes, yes, oh. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no because I don't know. But I'm going to say that I'm not saying yes, and you need to have another date and not have a define the relationship, but just you two.
Okay.
And you don't have to make the date like really crummy.
Yeah, but get a helicopter, go to mountains, do bachelor stuff. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, just don't make it awesome.
So, court dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in 30 days.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. You got, and court dismissed.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Our buddies from Low Cash coming in at the top of the hour, so we'll spend some time with them. We're going to go down Music Memory Lane with Low Cash. Now, I'll play you a lullaby version of a song. See if you can guess it.
Ready.
Amy, they're going to be big pop songs, okay?
Totally my thing.
Here you go. Number one.
Bruno Mars, 24 karat.
That's what I like, Bruno Mars. Sorry. I think it just says what I like, right?
Yeah,
whatever.
Just like.
Okay, that was hard for me. Okay.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
This is a pop song. It's a huge pop song from a few years ago, okay?
It's right there on the tip.
Hello.
Okay, shoot. I just needed a hint.
It's me.
Hello from the other
yeah.
side.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. These are hard.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I see them, but that one's tough. Okay. How about this one? There's no way. Oh.
Yeah.
Now I got it. Yeah. One more, ready? Old school, 80s.
Oh!
Eddie, you know this one?
Not yet.
Listen close.
Got it.
What is it?
It's Michael Jackson, Beat It.
Yeah.
So beat it.
Nice work.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So it's been a minute since we've heard new music from Pistol Annies, but they might be back together creating some stuff because Miranda Lambert sent them an unfinished song over to Ashley and Angelina, and within minutes, they all finished the song, writing it together, and Miranda was like, okay, we're back. What do you know about it?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to...
Name drop!
I was talking to Ashley Monroe, one of the Pistol Annies.
Yes.
And I think she's working on her own music.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be doing something. I don't know. It's a full... Just to me, he's speculating. I don't know if it's a full record. Obviously, it's not if that's the only song. But I know Ashley Monroe, who I really like as a person, is doing some stuff coming out. So
her
it could be...
Her voice is so beautiful.
Yeah, that's all I know. And I hate to...
Name drop!
Like that, but I feel like it's good for the story. What else?
It's Friday, so we got some movies out. Peter Rabbit, 61% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Eddie, your son wants to see that?
He does. I don't know if I can take him this weekend, though.
Because your nose surgery?
Because I have recovery time.
But is it a cartoon?
It is. It's animated, and James Corden plays the voice of Peter Rabbit.
What else?
50 Shades of Breed, and it has 7% positive.
Your son want to see that?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Not allowed. And then there's the Clint Eastwood true story movie, 15 to 17 to Paris, and it's got 10% positive.
That's crazy. Ooh. I was watching a couple of the real guys on a clip from The View where they were talking, because they're the guys who stopped that terror attack on the train.
Mm-hmm. And then they're in the movie, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why the movie's so bad, because the story's awesome.
Well, they're the actors, right? They're playing themselves?
Yes.
Maybe
the acting.
They couldn't
bad.
Do that.
But it's
I don't know.
Clint Eastwood. I feel like he can make anybody good.
Yeah, is that his voice?
Yeah. Clint Eastwood. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Let's do the morning corny because Low Cash is about to come in.
The morning corny.
What's the best part about living in Switzerland?
What's the best part about living in Switzerland?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Oh. I get it.
On the flag, there's
it's a plus sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You have to know
the
your flags.
The prereq for this joke is to know your flags. You're in an
sorry. If you're maybe a teacher.
That was the Morning Corny.
By the way, we should talk about Lunchbox doesn't have a lot of stress in his life. And I think this is an interesting thing to bring up. He's totally. Do you guys know he's stressed out?
No.
What is he stressed about?
Why is he stressed?
Do you want to tell him?
Yeah, I can tell him. It's being the captain of my co-ed soccer team has me stressed out to the max. Like, I don't know how people deal with stress, but this is unbelievable with people not showing up, people not responding to text messages, emails. I don't know who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. So we show up, we're shorthanded, or, oh, we don't have any girls. We have one guy, four girls. Wow. It is so stressful. It's supposed to be fun, like very enjoyable, get together with these people and have fun. This is going to send me to an early grave.
It's co-ed rec soccer. Amy's over here with two kids from another country trying to move them and acclimate them. Mm-hmm. And lunches.
I mean, you're the pilot of this massive radio show ship. I mean, you've got a lot on your hands.
I guess, and now lunch us too.
Like
welcome to the club.
Out.
Welcome to the club.
I don't want the. I'm trying to give up my captaincy. Captain armband.
Dude, you're
I need
so stressed out you can't even say that.
Right. I have to give my captain armband away because I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with the divas anymore.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Let us know how that goes.
I gotta find someone on the team needs to step up.
How's it? I don't care about that because they're not listening. Unless they're listening and you're sending a message.
No,
to
I am. I need someone to step up and be the captain because the stress is gonna just put gray hair on my head.
Low cash is about to come in. Huh. I just wanted you guys to hear what I was hearing out there.
Thanks, man. That was.
You can't tell anyone what's serious to them.
That's true.
But he's out in the hallway just going, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I think you'll be okay, Lunch.
Have you ever been the captain?
No, never.
Exactly. You don't know the stress, pressure. No.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Low cash.
All right. Preston and Chris are here. Say hi to Low Cash. What up,
everybody?
Good
morning.
All right, guys. Bringing coffee and brought me some green tea.
That's yeah.
Right. Not really a coffee guy, so I appreciate you guys knowing me.
Yeah, man.
It means a lot. Usually people just come in and all I am is a cardboard guy that asks questions.
Tried a little something different.
Not to you guys, though. I'm human.
The green tea and the milk.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, I saw you guys at the Super Bowl. What were you doing out there? Every picture was you at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was fun. We did a Pepsi deal. Pepsi brought us in to do their big party, their kickoff party. And
the rookie of the year.
Yeah, rookie of the year party. And
they pay you pretty good for that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's fun.
They fly private up there?
Yeah, and iHeart was a big part of it.
We took the bus.
You took the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We parked right next to Jerry Jones' bus, so it didn't stink. Man, it was pretty
did
awesome.
They pay for your gas, cool. though?
Yeah, they pay for everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, they I'm back on it, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like every picture was you with somebody cool on your Instagram.
Man, yeah, it's awesome. So many folks. It's so cool. And you're meeting all these folks that you grew up, you know, admiring
more,
a little
but
bit.
I'm so scared to, like, put them out because it's, like, name dropping the
I know.
Whole time.
I feel like our Instagram was like, well, look who we're with here. And look at it. So we're kind of slowing
like,
down
Key
on that.
Key & Peele was there, man. That was awesome.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Like, if you're geeking out about it, then it's cool. It's not name dropping.
It was crazy. We were like little kids about that stuff. We just, you know, we fangirl. It's so fun.
And Cindy looks great. Man. Cindy Crawford looks fantastic still.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I didn't know who you were talking about when you said
I thought
Cindy.
At first, I was like, Lauper?
We're on like on a first name
Oh, he's
name
on a first name
now.
Basis over here.
We took a picture together. We're definitely on a first name basis.
I saw Cindy Crawford backstage in California, in Indio, at Stagecoach is where it was.
Oh, cool.
And she was walking around. And let's just play the name drop game. And it was Thomas Rhett and I were walking around, and Cindy Crawford walked by, and we were like, wait, what?
Right.
And we were both, and she was completely kind to everybody, but we were too starstruck to go up and even ask for a picture.
I know.
Well, we had to take a picture on this little Pepsi red carpet
she's
they
Pepsi.
Had. Yeah. Right. So they're like, okay, Low Cash, jump up there. And of course, Chris gets the cool end. I have to stand between Cindy and her son, the two most perfect jawlines in America. And so here's me, like, standing there trying to smile between these two. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to look
like
any good in this
too,
thing.
Man.
Her son and her daughter are both models.
Oh, her daughter's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Worst place to stand in a picture between those two.
You know what? I think worse things have happened.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we'll get over it.
I think so.
You'll get over it.
Low Cash is here. And we're going to talk about some stuff with them. But I do want to play the brand new single because I sent a text over to the guy. I said, hey, come on the show. You guys haven't been in since the new song's been out.
Thank you, man.
And so let's talk about this. Don't get better than that.
Man, we wrote this with Lindsay Rhymes, our producer, and a guy named Phil Barton. And we started, you know, what I Love This Life did. This is kind of like I Love This Life on steroids. It's got like a little bit more, you know, ear candy in it. But it's, you know, with the world, I mean, I feel like I swear to God, every time we turn on the news, it's just something bad. And it's what we're songwriters first. So we write songs to make people smile for 3 minutes, and this one doesn't. And so it's a little bit more tempo than I Love This Life, I think.
I wrote When I Grew Up, our kid's song that went number one with Phil Barton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Great. Yeah. Dude, I love that song, too.
Oh, stop it.
No, I swear to God, I do. I told Phil that. I was like, why didn't you pitch that to us?
Because we wrote it in my living room, me, him, and Eric Paslake, and he is the happiest guy in the whole world.
He's crazy. He stands up and scares you sometimes when he walks around the room just standing on the guitar.
Let's talk about this Millionaire Award. I saw you guys standing outside a restaurant here in town on your Instagram.
Yeah.
That's how I keep up with all of you, by the way. I just watch your Instagrams and go, wait,
you gotta put more stuff up then.
Right.
You were outside, I guess. Was it the Palm?
Yeah.
Which is like a fancy restaurant in Nashville.
So we weren't inside the Palm. We were on the outside. But they called us, and they David Preston from BMI called. And he said, man, I really need to see you guys for a minute today. And I said, where you at? And he said, I'm standing outside the Palm. And I was like, well, we're right around the corner. We drove up. We jumped out. He had a photographer right there with him, and he handed us these big envelopes.
Yeah, we thought we were going to dinner, but he's like, no, I'm actually having a meeting inside. I'm like, oh.
We didn't get invited in. But he handed us these huge envelopes, and we opened them up, and man,
over
it was...
2 million spins.
Over
man.
2 million spins of this song right here. I Love This Life. That's crazy to think that anything could be played a million, even 100,000 times.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Look at you guys.
That's the first time, like, the radio, you took it that day when we woke up in the morning and found out you played it.
I remember that. I remember playing it.
I'll incredible never morning. That, that was the life-changing
our
moment.
Our life changed right after that.
I don't know that that's true.
It did. 100%. Because it stayed in the top five on iTunes for months.
Wow.
Well, okay. I'm the waiter, so I just take the food to the people.
It was incredible, though. I thought, you know, I remember that morning. I was asleep on the bus, and Chris rips open the curtain to my bunk, and I thought this something horrible happened.
Story.
I didn't know what happened.
Story.
He's like, P, you got to wake up right now. And I woke up, and he was like, I think Bobby Bones' show just played our song. And I said, what? And then, boom, it just all became reality real fast. And I'm half asleep, and then we're on the phone with you, and I don't even know what I'm saying. And it just was like so much. It was a whirlwind, but it was life-changing. It was great.
And that was I Love This Life.
2 million spins. You guys had two. I think I spun that 1.5 million. Yeah, I spun it 1.5 million times.
That's right. Yeah.
No, really, that's awesome. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
And, you wrote I Love This Life, which means
that doesn't stink.
That's some money. I mean, that's, you can eat, you can continue to be an artist. Like, that's one of the great things about actual radio is artists, the writers are still getting paid.
Yeah.
As compared to streaming right now where they can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. Is that
radio is extremely your song important.
It's extremely important.
Yeah.
So as songwriters, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that's fantastic.
Thanks.
Go
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Low Cash.
Well, we played a couple songs. We've done the new single, Don't Get Better Than That. We played I Love This Life, which, by the way, even though I got spun 2 million times, wasn't a number one song.
No.
Which is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Best number two we ever had.
One of the best number twos I've ever heard of.
Probably the biggest number two we ever had.
It was. I see where you went there.
That was a little joke.
Yeah, oh. I just got it.
So,
No, it is crazy that it didn't go. You know, but everybody thinks it's the number one anyway. So it's, we're just like, yeah, to us, it's number one for sure.
And once you're at the top five, monetarily, it's basically all the same.
Right. Yeah.
And once the chart's over, it's all the same anyway. As long as people know the songs and sing the songs, really, who cares?
Man, we're blessed to have that song.
Yeah.
It just, number one, number two, number five, it doesn't matter. I mean, like you said, 2 millionaires, and it's just crazy.
Let's talk about this one.
Once you get top five, it's the same.
Yeah.
It really is.
This one here is the number one.
I know a place and I know somebody. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at these guys.
Hey, and we did the remix. I Know Some Bobby.
I remember
that's
that.
That's true. They that's did right. I Know Some Bobby. So tell me about, I'm going to play this one. This is like a low cash day. Tell me about this one. Give me
this. Man, this is awesome. Thanks for playing all this stuff.
Yeah, maybe you make a little more. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Come on. Yeah.
We can get a Chicken McNugget meal now, man. It's four spins right
Chick-fil-A. Now we are. I Know Somebody got pitched to us. This one was pitched. I was sitting in the truck, and a guy named Ben Strain over at Olay sends it to me. He's like, Chris, you need to hear this song. And I'm driving to my truck and download it or whatever I do with the Bluetooth now, and I get in and listen to it. And I jammed to it, man. We jammed for, about 8 months?
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what I Love This Life was going
to
do.
It was still climbing, so we couldn't really hold on to I Know Somebody. We didn't write the song, so we were... You know, holding on as tight as we could, but other artists were trying to record it.
So let me get this straight, because this is the part of the story I didn't know. As I Love This Life is climbing, and you have this song, you still didn't put a hold on it.
We tried.
We put a hold on it, but as, you know,
as Low Cash. And Low Cash, if somebody else comes along bigger
right.
Then the publishers are probably going to go, you know, with that
there was
artist.
There was a big label. I don't know who the artist was. There was a big label trying to take it, and I remember... calling Olay saying, hey, man, come on, dude. Trust me.
You somebody know, else went in and recorded like it. They were like, screw Locash. We're going to go record that song. And so that's when we were like, wait a minute. And that's one of the first times we ever really spoke up for ourselves. And we were like, you know what? That's, we put the song on hold already. And we kind of got in a little.
And we called Rhett, too. Rhett was like, dude, you guys got this. Called Olay. They're like, fine, we're going to take it off. We'll make sure no one touches it. I mean, we had it recorded, too, ready to go.
And what a recording it is. How about that?
Thanks, man.
Number one later.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Locash.
All right, we've actually done the musical history in the last 5 years of Locash. I've enjoyed you guys coming by today. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah. Brother.
So, like, what's happening? What's happening this year?
Man, starting to talk with Pepsi right now in the middle of negotiating something there.
What's that mean? Like, what are you guys going to do for Pepsi?
Oh, you know, talk some sponsorship and some, maybe some collaboration.
Tour sponsor.
That's cool.
All kind of stuff, yeah.
That's cool. Because it costs a lot of money to tour.
Holy yeah.
Mackerel. Yeah. And that's the thing that I didn't know until I started doing it.
Yeah, you're out there a lot right now.
So, but I'm like my listeners. We just see people touring. It looks like, oh, look at all that free money being made. It's really expensive to
tour.
Are you
bussing? There's a lot over it.
Yeah, and bussing's really expensive.
That's ridiculous.
One bus for a weekend is thousands of dollars.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why we're on one bus.
Right.
Everybody else is pulling up in like 14 buses, and then here comes Locash, one bus, baby.
We're going to stick one bus as long as we can.
We look like clowns getting out of there. There's like 50 of us on there, man.
But if you can get a sponsorship for the tour, that really is a big deal.
It does.
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, that's cool. I hope that works out for you guys.
Thank you.
So, man. They're a great brand, too. They've been so good to us. So.
Yeah. And then, so you, what? I mean, you have a new album. You'll have to at some point this year.
It's coming out, what did they say, May?
Like summer?
I think it's May.
We're doing about 40 dates with an artist this year as direct support. So that's.
I don't see why I don't say it.
Can we announce that?
Sure.
I think we can. It's Billy Currington.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool.
We love Billy.
We're talking about
show.
A hit machine, too.
Holy
Billy.
Mackerel,
his whole.
Dude.
This is me at a Billy Currington show. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. I love all this night. Song. All night long. One after the other.
Dude, it's
all
like
night.
15 number ones.
Yeah.
And they sing every word. I mean, they're massive hits.
The Silent Killer.
It's awesome.
And he was great. He came to us and asked us. And we were like, man, that'd be
such a cool guy.
Isn't that cool? No one's ever done that. I mean, we did do
No, we've never been on tour before in our life.
Oh, you never been on like a
we
real...
We have never been... This is a big announcement.
Hey,
you just announced
Low cash right now. Look at this right here. This is a big announcement.
Thanks to Billy Currington.
This is insane. Thank you, Billy.
That's really cool. I think things are shaping up, boys.
We're excited.
I will say there are few that grind like you guys do.
Thanks.
There's a category. I tend to not put people in that top category that I see... Because I consider myself one of those. It's just clawing.
Yeah.
Because I really am not better than anybody else at what I do, but I do feel like I just claw and claw and claw.
Man.
And you guys are those guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Good or bad, you're working.
Yep.
It's not that you're bad, but you're even it's just your work.
Some days may be bad. I don't know.
I appreciate you guys. And I hope for this whole interview you take nothing to offense that I said.
Dude, we don't take
no
anything
way.
Offense. Never.
No way.
Perfect.
We appreciate being here, man. This is awesome.
Well, thank you for the coffees.
No doubt.
And your green teas.
Right.
And friendship.
No doubt, man.
Because I just blow over.
And our Bobbycast was so fun, man.
Yeah, Preston did a Bobbycast. You got to come over now. You got to do
I'm ready
one.
Whenever you are.
You can't tell the same stories, though.
Don't worry, I got plenty.
All right. He's got plenty.
He counters every story. You know, I heard Preston on the Bobbycast say this. That's not what happened,
real.
Bobby.
Let me tell you the real truth, Bobby.
That's awesome.
Good to see you both.
It's great
good
to see you,
too.
Continue success. And when this thing starts blowing up, we'll do it again. And then when it's number one, we'll do it again.
Come on.
All right, Locash is here, and they're leaving now. And check out the new single, and we'll see them soon. All right. So Amy has two kids, a 10-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son. They recently moved to the United States from Haiti. She went through a 5-year adoption process. And he doesn't know English that well. She knows more, but their first language is French Creole.
Yes.
And so at times, there's a language barrier.
Oh, yeah. Every day, but yeah, we get through it. So I've shared some of those moments, and it's fun to see listeners sharing with me moments they have with their kids that also speak multiple languages. So one listener wrote in saying that her daughter speaks English and Polish, and the word die in Polish means give me. And so a lot of times kids in English say, give me, give me, give me. So if she's out shopping, like at the grocery store, and her daughter wants something, instead of give me, give me, give me, she's in Polish going, die, 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 die. And she said
that's
that.
A messed up kid, yeah.
She said people always are looking at her like, what is happening? Why does your daughter want everything to die? So I thought that was a little funny, cute
that's
note
funny.
From a listener. And we love when y'all share stuff like this, because then.
We don't feel so dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
About a year ago, Property Brothers came to town. So we're looking for houses. And Lunchbox volunteered and said, you can come redecorate my house. And then they said, well, it costs $70,000. He's like, well, never mind, I'm out. We didn't know you had to pay that kind of money, did we?
Had no idea.
Thought they were on TV, they did it.
Exactly, thought it was free of charge.
So he got out of the conversation, and they went to his exact neighbor's house.
Next door.
Literally.
Next house
door. Next door.
Yes, so
he was so disappointed he didn't get it. Then he was so disappointed that the neighbors got it. He had to watch it all happen. And he would see the Property Brothers over there. So there's a development.
Oh, okay.
Lunchbox?
Guess who's coming back to town? Property Brothers are coming back. My wife was talking to the neighbor that was on Property Brothers, and they said, yeah, we got an email saying, hey, we're going to be shooting a new season in Nashville. Do you know anybody that wants to be on the show? So guess what? My wife is now back into this. I think we should do it. We could do this. We could take this wall out. We could paint here. We could put bookshelves here. She wants to take out a loan for $70,000 and do it.
Oh, yeah, because you have to pay all that money to have them come.
Do you think she wants to take out a loan just to be on TV?
Yes.
Wow. Interesting.
She may have got the itch. She's been doing some radio interviews, a couple TV interviews for her job. Maybe she got that itch and thinks it would be really fun, and she thinks it would be really cool to redo our house.
I mean, so are you in? Because your dream is to be on a reality show.
Yeah. My reality show is more like Real World, where I can compete and win money, not spend money.
But
Survivor.
Bobby, couldn't this snowball into that?
Probably not as a person who's just getting their house redone. They don't focus a lot on the people. They focus a lot on,
on the Property Brothers.
You never know who you're going to meet or who's going to see you.
Would you do that? Take out a loan?
It would be kind of cool to be on TV. So $70,000, I think you add that to your heart of your mortgage. I mean, what's another 20 years paying it off, right? So we're going to start doing the paperwork.
Wait, what? You're going to take out, you're saying you're going
well,
to?
I'm not saying we're going to take out a loan. We're going to apply, and if they accept us, we'll take out a loan.
But
I
then you still have to get on the show.
Oh, so if we.
Oh, you could take out the loan and not get on the show.
That's a great point.
Maybe I'll tell my wife we don't need to do it.
Well, no.
Like financial Bobby, what would you do? Like you
I wouldn't take out any loan, or you don't need to take out a loan.
Okay.
Is your house good?
My house looks good to me.
The end. Goodbye.
It's got some dust everywhere.
Shut the show off. Yeah, we're done. No out. Property Brothers.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Tiffany in Arkansas, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Where are you at in Arkansas?
I'm in Quitman.
Oh, yes. I know it well. It's very small.
very, very
small. Yes. What would you like to ask?
I just wanted to ask Amy how her kids are doing since they've come to America and how they're doing with English and going to school.
School is amazing and English is so great. I feel like yesterday, I've shared some of the highs and lows on the air the last few weeks, but yesterday was just so amazing. I'm on a high. Like, they came home from school and they were just in the best moods. And we just talk a bunch of English all the time and everybody understands and it's so cool.
Are you being a little generous with everybody understands all the English? Because you tend to be.
I know my son understands. He may not be able to speak, but yesterday I watched him have a full-blown conversation with my husband trying to describe how when school finished, he walked to the car, the school pickup line, without any assistance from a teacher. He hasn't been able to do that yet. All the other kids walk by themselves. But he said, when school was finished, I walked. I mean, it's not complete sentences, but it was so cute watching him say it out loud. And we went and hung out after school. Like, it was just a good, we did homework, cooked dinner. It was just fun.
I think in your mind, it's always a little better because your daughter, I know she knows everything I'm saying.
Yes.
He doesn't yet still. So when you say, oh, English is great, I want our listeners to have the real idea that it's still a work in progress, but it's getting a lot better.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
And then just attitudes were great yesterday.
That's what it is for you.
The whole thing, like nobody cried.
See, there we go. As we go down the slope,
it comes out.
Nobody.
Yeah. Like it's, so you called on a great day.
Yeah.
You called on a good morning to get an update because it's just fantastic right now.
Tiffany, but if you try back tomorrow, we got to warn you. Well, I don't know if we'll be here, but we got to warn you. All right, Tiffany, thank you for
calling. I just never get through.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm glad you got through this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, and appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good morning. Bye, Tiffany. Man, thanks for the call. Yeah, I tell you, off the air, Emmy's not always that excited about the days prior.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been a good one.
I mean, but that's just me keeping it real.
No, I think that you're keeping it positive.
Oh.
Because you saying, oh, you know all the English, and you had all the English conversation.
Yeah. I wish you could have witnessed it, though. It was very cool.
I know. I'm sure it was. And I've seen growth, and I'm not with them near as much as you are.
Yeah.
Go team, right?
Yep.
I feel a bit deceived by the Olympics last night, because I saw Wonderwall trending on Twitter, so I click and think maybe Oasis died or something. And instead, there was someone who was ice skating to Wonderwall. And I thought, why is there already the Olympics on? Because the opening ceremonies aren't until tonight. So they do the Olympics a bit before the opening ceremonies, which seems a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'm just not into the Winter Olympics that much.
I guess I'm not either.
I was playing HQ last night, and I think they have a deal with HQ to talk about the Olympics. But I just don't know the sports.
Mm-hmm. Except for ice skating, obviously.
I've never been snow skiing. I never did. That was always a rich person thing. Mm-hmm. Or unless you lived there.
Right.
So I've never been snow skiing. So I did that. I watched The Americans last night some more, which is the show about the Russian spies.
You still into it?
I've never not been out of it. It's okay. I'm still in the first season of it, so I guess I'm probably like 7 or 8 episodes in. But yeah, it's really good. Get your bones on, Bobby Bones Show. The most popular adult lunch in the U.S. is...
Sandwich.
Lunchbox?
Hamburger.
It's a pepperoni pizza with soda. That's why we're all getting fat.
That's the most popular lunch. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Well, part of it's a convenience.
True.
Convenience is the enemy of health. Unless you live out on the... field, yeah. Eat it from the ground.
That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah, pepperoni pizza with a soda. Man, those sodas will get you and they will rot your teeth. And I used to hear that as a kid. And I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, I think if we altered that lunch as adults a little bit, we probably would be more productive after lunch because we'd feel a little bit better.
Yeah, easier to say than do. Again, it's convenience.
I know.
It's what makes it happen.
Oh, sometimes you just got to plan ahead, you know.
Let's go over to Morgan number two, who's 24 years old, and we always wonder what 24-year-olds care about.
What do 24-year-olds care about with Morgan number two?
Whatever. All right, so there's 157 new emojis being added, including new, like, faces.
Oh, your microphone's cutting out again. Why can we never have equipment that works? Oh, my goodness, this is the 8th time. Is my fake rage playing good?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Morgan number two is chat. Let me hit the button again.
Let's try this again.
Here we go.
What do 24-year-olds care about with Morgan number two?
Whatever. There are 157 new emojis being added. Some new faces, including like a party face, some superheroes and supervillains, and also new food and animals.
What specifically is being added except for faces? Like, they should add states. They should add countries. Because those are universally, and sometimes I want to say, hey, Texas, boop, hey, Arkansas, boop, they should add those. And I know emojis aren't just American, but is there anything else that you know specifically that they're adding? Animals?
Yeah, the animals are like hippos, kangaroos, badgers, they've got some mooncakes, cupcakes, a bagel.
A bagel.
Yeah.
Amy?
I'm into the cupcake and the kangaroo.
Yeah, are you?
I'll use those, yeah.
There's a woman who's suing her boyfriend because he won $6.1 million in the lottery and then left.
I mean, she has no case, right?
Well, let me read you the story. The lawyer for Denise Robertson said Tuesday she wants a jury trial. It's a case because when you split it, it ends up being about $3.5 million against Maurice. He lived with her and her teenage daughter. She says it's a question of morality, which means she's probably going to lose.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In legal cases, if you go, it's a moral case. And that's also why she wants a jury, because they feel like they can convince a group of people instead of a judge. So they always agreed. They said that if they had a winning ticket, the proceeds would be theirs together as a couple, she says.
Oh.
I feel bad for her, but she's not going to win this case.
And I want to know from him if she had won what he would expect.
But it wouldn't have mattered, because he would just say, oh, I expect her to take it and go on about her life.
Yeah, right.
But you can say whatever.
if they I was don't on have that, in writing.
I know. I feel like she has no case. However, if I was on the jury, she could probably convince me to give her some of it.
Maurice and Dennis have been buying lotto tickets for their entire relationship. Sometimes he would purchase them. Sometimes she would. Sometimes she would give him the money, and then he would go. So she's building this up. There's no way she wins this case.
Okay.
The day after the drawing... She got home, shocked to see that Maurice had picked up and moved out all of his clothes and stuff. She just got home and it was all gone. He texted later his boss and said, hey, we're no longer together. Since I left her on Monday, I'm also out. I'm leaving my job. And then peace out.
Wow.
What? He was just ready to leave.
He wasn't happy with anything. He needed that $6 million to have the confidence to just go.
That $6 million, that's heavy confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the jury. What do you do, Amy? Really?
I feel like he should give her a little bit. I feel like I would be convinced that they played the lottery enough and gone back and forth with maybe $100 here winning, $100 there, where they've split that or bought more tickets, that he owes her something.
Lunchbox?
Oh, she gets $0. Zero. She's just bitter.
They're not married.
Right.
I have no way to know if she actually gave him money, because that's a different part of it. If she gave him money to do it, she doesn't say that.
If he takes the stand, you ask him, and he's under oath, he should tell you the truth.
Yeah, but he can approve it.
Okay.
So, I she gets nothing. And she's not going to get anything.
Man,
I know.
Just a little bit.
Okay. You buy her 10 lottery tickets and call it a day. If you call into the show, our phone screener Hillary will answer the phone. And on Friday, she'll come and say, hey, this is what people called about the most. So the top three things people called about the most this week. Number three, phone screener Hillary.
A lot of people called in today to let us know that they used to not like our show when it first came to their city, but now they love it.
That was a big debate, especially because we're new in Denver.
Yeah.
Because they hate us. Which is why people have been calling. So this is this week. So the number two this week, Hillary.
They wanted to suggest to Amy that she should get a temporary tattoo of your face instead of a real one.
That wasn't the bet, and Amy still hasn't committed or decommitted fully to getting a tattoo. She did promise she would get one if I went to Haiti.
Yeah. And I didn't know you'd really go.
Yeah.
It was a really poor decision on my part.
And so where are you on this?
Well, I'm still considering it on my big toe.
On the bottom as well. Don't even put it on the top.
I know. I was looking at my toes in the mirror, and I was thinking, yeah, I mean, it's not so bad. I could just, anytime I'm doing stretches, that's really the only time, like at yoga in the mirror would show up. People might be like, what's on her toe?
Just put my glasses on the bottom of your toe, and I'm done.
Okay.
It's a bet.
Okay.
And the number one thing people called about this week, phone screener Hillary.
They called to complain about Lunchbox with the tire challenge. They said it wasn't fair, he didn't really win, and they're very angry.
That's the most called about thing this week?
Yes. Wow.
So why are they upset?
They were yelling at me. They said that he shouldn't have won and he was a poor winner. He didn't handle the situation right.
Well, that doesn't mean he lost. I know there was debate about where he put the jack. He just threw it under his car and started jacking the thing up. But I think you won. I don't think there's any debate. There were no rules set about what part of the car you could jack under.
And he's always a poor winner.
No. It's hashtag no excuses, people. That's what we said before we started this. So there's no excuses. They keep saying, she changed a bigger tire. That's her tire. She's used to that tire. No excuses. I dominated. I got the win. A win's a win. I don't know what these people are crying about. They just like to see me lose. They don't like to see a champion win all the time.
Same reason people hate it on the Patriots.
Exactly.
Is that what you're going to say?
Exactly what I was going to say. You took the words out of my mouth.
All right, Hillary. Thank you very much. There's our phone screener, Hillary. On my Instagram, people were talking about the arches of my feet last night. I didn't know that was a thing. I apparently have good arches. There's a picture of me with my dog, and I'm just chilling on the couch. And my feet are in the picture, and I have A-plus arches, according to a lot of our listeners.
Oh, are they podiatrists?
No.
No?
I just think...
They're just no good feet. They know good arches when they see them?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think that's really going to be good for you in the long run. Your feet, you're gonna be stable. You're holding your body upright. You've got good arches. Mm. I don't have good feet in my family. My grandma had all the bones removed from her feet.
What?
And they were stuffed. My grandma's feet were like little puffy things because they didn't have bones.
Was she in a wheelchair?
No, she could walk, but they just were puffy.
They took all the bones out of your grandma's
feet?
Something
like that, yeah, and they filled
them. Are you sure this wasn't like something your dad told you?
Oh my goodness. This is my mom's mom. I should call my sister and confirm, but I'm pretty sure like a lot of the bones out of my grandma's feet were taken and they were stuffed with tissue.
And they taxidermied her feet.
But she was still alive.
No way.
I promise, she had really bad arthritis. The joints, it caused like a lot of pain.
What?
Has anybody heard of this?
I haven't.
Clearly
it's on
nobody.
My Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And you can see the picture and look at the arches of my feet. It was quite the topic last night. And apparently Amy's grandma took all of her bones out of her feet and
she didn't really have arches.
With cotton candy. There are no arches. That's right. There are no arches there. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
This story is funny to me because obviously the Olympics are going on and each country or team, they have their own personal chef making them food, making sure they're fueled and ready to go. So one chef was prepping and placing his order for eggs for his team. And South Korea has a complex numerical system. And he messed up and only wanted to order 1,500 eggs for his team. 15,000 eggs showed up.
That's funny.
15,000 eggs.
Did you see the amount of condoms they give out at the Olympics?
Oh, I mean, I've heard that in years past for the village where they all live because they just hang out.
It's just a bunch of young, in shape men and women, and it's
clearly that's for after they like finish the eggs. Their
no, or before or during.
Oh,
but it's like the eggs; they have to have thousands and thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of eggs.
Okay, Bobby, let's talk about...
Amy pivots off that one. Go ahead.
Yes. Let's talk about when you should say, I love you.
I vote never until you get married.
Well, I have how long most people wait.
Go
There's
ahead.
A timeline. I say probably just when you feel it,
okay.
You share it. But on average, it's about 3 months. That's how long it takes for people to finally say, I love you, and share their real feelings.
Well, I think, just so everyone knows my story, I've never said it to someone.
Mm-mm.
And it's been an issue in relationships.
And so, but clarify, do you mean just in a romantic relationship or anyone in life?
If I ever say it, it's in some sort of humorous tone. I've never went to somebody and just said, hey, seriously. I just can't.
I know.
I don't. It was never really said to me as a kid. It was never really said to me as a kid ever.
Wow.
And so I've never said it in that tone. Like, I'd be like, oh, I love this dude. But never for real.
Right.
It's some sort of weird.
I love Michael Jordan.
It's a weird one to pick, but.
I was picturing you as a kid.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, I love Mark Grace. But yeah, go ahead.
That's not how I would pick. Sorry. 4 out of 10 people can't tell the difference between an apple and a mango.
Yeah, I don't know who those people are.
I don't, me neither. But 10%, or no, 20% can't tell the difference between a grapefruit and a tangerine, which makes
a little bit more
sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But 4 out of 10, we need to start eating our fruits and vegetables, people.
Mm. With that, go ahead.
Let me get that. And then I'm talking, like, flu is crazy right now, so I have how sick is too sick to go to work or school, and kind of what the guidelines you should use are. And do you know what equates a fever? The legit,
over
like if you're
101,
100.4,
okay,
or
wow.
higher.
Okay, I have
100
that right now, actually.
You do?
I always got a fever.
So just know that 100.4 Fahrenheit or greater, you need to stay home and you can't have a fever for 24 hours, and then you can return to work or school.
100.4. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I mean, look at me helping keeping people home from work and school. I'm Amy. That's your pile.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I think one of the biggest victories for the listener of our show and us as people who find new music a lot is going to be the success of Parked Out by the Lake.
Oh, that song was in my head all day yesterday.
Well, it's not just that. It's just that I know that he didn't even want to put it out on iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else because he seemed annoyed that that was the one that was going to take off. And now I was just going back and forth with him last night. I think he's embraced that it's become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we told him, you got to get it up. You got to get it up before you come in. You got to get it up before you come in. And so it's up, and it was a top 10 song on iTunes. And again, Spotify now added it because we were playing it. Satellite's going to start playing it. It's just going to become a thing. And everybody laughed at me when I said, this song is so catchy. I know it's dumb, but that's okay. A lot of songs are dumb. This is going to be our crown jewel, and then I'm going to quit. I'm going to walk off when this dude, and I messaged, I said, man, I wish you'd have put the song in your real name because his music is so good. I wish they would find his other music.
Yeah.
But instead he used a fake name, Dean Summerwind, Parked Out by the Lake.
And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from.
And I got it because one morning at 6 o'clock, Jake Owen texts me and goes, hey, have you heard this? It's on SoundCloud. And I said, no, I haven't. And we threw it on the air, and then we put him on. It's going to become a thing.
Within one or two spins, we all knew the words.
Yep, because it was about 7 words.
Yeah.
It's when this thing becomes a hit, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my job as whatever I'm doing here.
Cool.
I'm walking out.
So we need to figure something else out.
Yeah, I'm retiring. If Parked Out by the Lake happens, I'm retiring, because there's nothing else we can do to beat that one. Here, this is a jam, though. Parked Out by the Lake. Dean Summerwind.
Down by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's a lake that's part where I'm at, out by the lake.
And it's a joke because what he's doing is making fun of a lot of these male country singers that are very replaceable with each other. And going, you just say the same thing over and over again. But in the process, he also made a really catchy song.
Yeah, he did.
And he can sing really well. So there's that. I wanted to bring that up. You ever do anything now that you look back and you go, man, if I'd have told myself as a kid I was doing this, that would be crazy. Because I'll give you an example. I am playing this Bluebird round, and I didn't set this one up. Christian Bush from Sugarland called me. All I wanna do. He said, hey, I'm doing this round. I want you to come play. And I said, I don't want me to play. Because Christian's obviously really good. I don't know why, He said, it's for St. Jude. It's Christian Bush and Friends. I said, I'm on it. It's at 9 p.m. I had every reason to get out of it. But I think Christian's so cool. And he said, also Hunter Hayes is going to play. Because I want to wrap you up. I said, dude, you're not making it more attractive for me because I don't want to go sit. And then one of the bands that I love is Sisters, Larkin Poe. You better come on in my kitchen. I said yes.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, they're awesome.
I have never heard them.
And so I said yes. So that's who it is. It's Christian Bush, Hunter Hayes, Larkin Poe, and me at a Bluebird round.
Oh, for sure. As a kid, you would never see
never.
Probably even a couple years ago, you would never see that happening.
No. By the way, I didn't name drop. So
name drop.
I got to hit that button there. But I saw tickets sold out. Not because of me. I feel guilty taking someone else's spot that is good. And
you'll add a little flair.
Yeah, flair is about all I'll add.
Some comedy.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, you're that. You're the
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? Anything? What are you doing this weekend?
Hanging out with the family. I hope it's great weather. My son is dying to go to the park. He loves the big, you know, all the swings and the big, what are the monkey bars and all the things. We don't have any of that in our backyard, so you want to come to the park with us?
No, I do not. That's the flu waiting to happen.
Oh, you're busy?
What are you doing? Ish. I have a photo shoot for my book tonight, for the second book.
Oh,
okay. We still haven't decided on the... I just didn't want my face on the cover. I begged them not to put me on the cover.
So you're doing a photo shoot of something else, or you?
No, of me.
So they won.
Well, yes, they did. In life, you have to pick your battle, so I'm holding out for other creative.
Okay. Can I give you my opinion?
Sure.
I think it's important to put your face on the cover.
I just don't. I'm so over me in general.
I know.
I can't take any more of me.
There's more people. It's a book about you.
But it's not really. Well, the second book is a bit, but.
Your life experiences and encouragement to
theory.
Others.
Theory. It's a motivational book, mostly about theory with humorous anecdotes as well.
Okay. Well, whatever. I mean, you do you. I think you should listen to them. They're the experts.
That's what I'm doing.
And, yeah.
I wrote a book called Bare Bones a couple years ago that was oddly successful. I didn't predict it to be a bestseller, and it was for a while. And Morgan Number Two's dad's reading it.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, Morgan Number Two, she's our 24-year-old web designer, social media expert. What's he say about the book, the first book?
He loves it.
He thinks it's good?
Yeah, he says that he relates to you so much. He grew up very similar to you, and... He was like, you have to read this book. I have so much to tell you about your boss. Like, there's just so much here.
You haven't read the book?
I haven't read the book.
I'm not offended because I don't think anybody should have to read anything. But should you have read the book, do you think, Amy?
Oh, I'm shocked right now you haven't read the book. Everybody has read the book, correct? There's 8 of us. I would assume everybody has phone answer.
Hey, Hillary. Phone screener Hillary. Have you read Bare Bones?
Who, me?
No, phone screener Hillary, not you, Ray.
I've read part of it. It's actually in my car.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. It's been in my car for over a year.
Wait, what?
I think you're more offended than I am, Amy.
I'm shocked right now. If I'm going to work for someone that has a book...
I don't think that's fair.
Wait.
I don't think if I'm working for somebody and they have a book. What if you work for James Grisham? You got to read all 172
books? Yeah, that's
books? A lot. No. You don't have 100 and whatever. You have one.
Yeah, and it's actually written like a third grader.
You have one. Y'all, it's super easy read. A couple nights before bed, you'll be good to go. Like, you're done. It's not going to take you a long time. But you can learn a lot about him, and you can learn how you can... You're learning who you're working with every day.
What she's saying is you're going to learn how and why I messed up in the head.
Yes. And then you'll know how to better handle things.
How messed up I am. Yes.
And navigate him at times. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I don't care. I actually like it. I don't like it. They have it, but I don't care.
I'm so surprised.
Well, anyway, tell your dad I said thank you for reading Bare Bones.
I will, and I am going to read it. It's on my list.
He has it on audio, too. So if you're at the gym or working or walking.
Oh, I need that. Listen to Bobby while I'm running on the treadmill.
Yeah. Why is our boss staring in the window? Why? What's the deal? Our boss is in the window. He never comes up.
Let's see. Has he read your book?
Of course I have.
He read it before it was even out.
Chapter 8, I believe, is the only one worth reading.
He's in it. Chapter 8. Yeah, go ahead.
Rod Phillips? I thought it was just Hillary who hadn't read it. Morgan, number 2, hasn't read the book yet?
No.
I just don't think that's a big deal. Do you think that's a big deal?
Hey, Morgan, after the show, just come to my office for a minute.
Oh, dear.
Right?
Yeah, y'all need like Cliff's Notes or something.
Why are you looking in the window? You never look in the window during the show.
Not trying to interrupt y'all. Not trying to interrupt the magic.
Okay.
But is there something wrong?
Yeah, why are you lingering?
I think I am in a bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
And so he wants to have a discussion with me.
Okay.
Is that true?
No, it's Friday. We're cool.
Yeah. We're having a disagreement on how much trouble I should be in. I think it's very little.
Regarding?
He thinks it should be a little more. I'm not saying, right? I'm not saying.
If you read the book, you can find out what all this is about.
I don't care about the book. Stop it. Okay, thank you. By the way, congratulations to Evie McKinney last night, the winner of the 4 from Memphis, 20-year-old. She is going to be the next On the Verge artist with iHeartRadio. Yeah, I should have Ain't No Sunshine, which she was singing last night. Here it is.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
I don't like it when they switch she's to he's, because she's great, but I see people change up words all the time depending on what sex they are, depending on the song.
Okay.
Just sing the song like it was written. It's one of the best songs of all time. The song is Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. It's okay to say she's.
Okay, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I didn't even catch that.
Good ear.
Oh, Bill Withers, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And a bit I'm offended she's taking the liberty of changing the song.
Sort of like I'm offended some people haven't read your book.
Yeah. But this girl's really good. And I think she should have won.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
I don't like it when they change songs, though.
It's not warm when he's away.
Because she's so good, and all I can hear is you're messing with great art right now. If you're going to do a parody, just do a parody. You know, ain't no behind when he's gone. Mm-hmm. Just do a whole comedy routine. Do a park by the lake.
Yeah. And I'm parked out.
Why have lyrics? Yeah.
Yeah. So
I see your point.
There's that. Is there anything else I need to bring up? Is that it? Let's talk about tequila's being limited because the plants are dying.
The actual plant that tequila comes from?
Yeah, they can't keep up with the demand.
Yeah, and people are stealing them.
Oh, well, we need to start growing some.
I don't think you can grow it here.
The plant takes 7-8 years to reach full maturity, and so the agave plant, and farmers have resorted to pulling their plants early, so the tequila's not as good, there's not as much, so that's a big issue with tequila. I don't know anything about tequila, but I saw someone tweet yesterday that tequila's the best because you don't get a hangover.
I love tequila.
You do love the taste of it, yeah?
Ooh, so good.
Go ahead.
You sip it, take shots of it, it's just really, really good.
Tell me more.
I don't know much about it. I just know it tastes good.
I've had some people gift me some really expensive tequila, and it just sits at the house.
Yeah,
yours is what is considered a sipping tequila. You wouldn't put that in a margarita, I don't think.
Right, so you would just put it in a shot glass and just kind of sip it like a drink, like you drink a.
And every sip, you're like cha-ching.
Like you drink a Coke, but you don't drink a Coke, so I didn't know what other example
it's
to
very
use.
Expensive.
So water with lime,
like a
sparkling water.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for spending your time with us today. Thank you for spending your time with us this week. Check out the Bobbycast. Jimmy Allen, new artist. There's a song, I Give You My Best Shot. That's a good one. Check that out. It's a really good intro into the guy. I like him. So he came over to the house. We talked about he's been a Nashville for 10 years. And now he's a new artist, which is the case with a lot of these new artists. But search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. You can hear Jimmy Allen. You can hear Dan from Dan and Shay. Chris Stapleton, Maren Morris, a bunch of songwriters. Ross Copperman. But they come over to my house, and it's different than the radio show because it's long form and from my house. And we're just talking about all kinds of stuff. So it's called the Bobbycast. Appreciate you. See you Monday. That's all. We have a good week next. We got a bunch of guests planned, and hopefully we'll be here, and so will you. Bye. Goodbye. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.